Couple of years ago, a good friend of mine had a life-changing experience happen to him very suddenly. He was out and about one day, it was a normal day, a day like any other day, but he said suddenly he experienced a very severe pain in his chest. He had never had anything like it before. He said it felt as though somebody had suddenly reached his hand into his chest and started squeezing his heart as hard as he could. Well, he went to the doctor and had it all checked out, and it turned out two of his arteries were towards the heart were partially blocked. He did not have a heart attack, but he had a very bad angina attack. And my friend said this gave him a new perspective on life. He's a strong Catholic, and he always believed that life is a journey, that we're traveling through life on a journey to a final destination. And he sort of compares it to a train ride across the country. You know, while you're on this train journey, while you're going through life, there are many beautiful and wonderful things that can take place. You know, on the train, you see beautiful scenery passing before you. You're maybe relaxing with your family, watching some videos or reading a good book, socializing with other people on the train, going for maybe a little party by the bar car, having a nice meal at the dinner car. But in the back of the mind, you know that this is a train journey and it's going to come to an end at some point when you reach your destination and you have to get off. But this is just on the back of your mind. But he said after his angina attack and his health scare, his perspective changed. It was like a wake-up call for him. You know, he said it was as though he was on this train, and all of a sudden he heard the conductor announce that his stop was coming up. And it's, he didn't know how much time is left before the stop, but he knows that it's coming up soon. And now his focus changes. It's kind of like, okay, where's my passport? Have I got my passport ready? Have I filled out my declaration card for the border? Have I paid up my bar tab? Is there anybody on the train I need to say goodbye to or make amends with? How do I look? Am I presentable? So suddenly my friend became conscious of how precious time is and how time is a limited supply. And when we run out of time, then that's it. So it's really important to make good use of the time that we have. And so I thought of that story as we close out the year 2019 and we now begin 2020, that it might be good to reflect on the value of time. You know, time really is a gift. Time is at our disposal. It's, if you remember the parable Jesus gave about the talents, where he gave, in the parable, he said, a landowner gave his servants talents, one 5, one 3, and one talent, each according to his ability. And he expected them to use those talents for a profit. Well, time is one of the talents God has given to us, and he expects us to use it well. It also reminded me of a story I read of a young teenage visionary of a famous apparition site. And when the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to her, the visionary was so overwhelmed with the sense of love and joy and peace that she asked Mary to take her now to heaven with her. And Mary responded, very interesting. She said, "If I take you now, you would come before God with your hands empty. You need to remain longer on earth so that when you do come before God, one day your hands will be full." So it's only in this life that through works of faith, hope, and love, we can merit for the next life. We can fill our hands with good deeds done out of love for God. So each day, each 24-hour period that we have is a gift from God so that we can fill it with work well done out of love for God. that we can fill it with acts of charity to others out of love for God, that we can fill it with acts of patience, kindness, understanding, that we can fill it with acts of courage, truthfulness, all out of love for God, that we can fill it with prayer and acts of faith, that we can also fill it with the efforts we need to make to overcome our moods, our tendency to selfishness, laziness, resentment, anger, unforgiveness, impurity, all those temptations. In short, it's a time to fill our lives with good deeds done out of love for God that would be pleasing to Him. And if we do this, Scripture says we will be amassing a treasure for ourselves that will be waiting for us in the kingdom of heaven. And so now is the acceptable time, because once the time is past for us, once there is no more time, then there's no more second chances. And so the year 2020 is just beginning, and God has prepared, is prepared to give us all the help we need to make it a really good year. Every single moment that we will face, every circumstance we will encounter of this year, God already knows about it. I mean, He's already there. He's in eternity. He's foreseen it, and He's prepared for us the graces we need to go through those moments really well with faith, hope, and love. All we need to do is ask for it. All we need to do is open ourselves to it and to receive those graces. Now, what is the best way for doing this? Well, the saints tell us that they recommend that we can try to live our each day and each moment as close as we can with the Blessed Virgin Mary, to really imitate her example. And one thing that we see in every event in Mary's life is her complete trust in God, and then she focused simply on doing what was the most charitable, loving thing to do in the present moment. For example, when the Archangel Gabriel announced that Mary was to be the mother of the Savior, that was a difficult situation for Mary to be in. I mean, she didn't know how that could be accomplished because she had pledged her virginity to God as a gift. And she didn't know, as she knew, that Saint Joseph would not be able to understand this. How would he react? And she knew that she could be stoned to death legally by the Jews for being pregnant outside of wedlock. But Mary just simply said, "Yes, Lord, I trust in you." And then she focused on living a life of charity through that event. And when King Herod sent soldiers to kill the baby Jesus, Joseph told her, "We have to flee into Egypt tonight, right now." I'm sure Mary felt a lot of concern for the safety of her baby. Mary might have wondered, how are they going to make it through the desert without any provisions? And she might have wondered, well, where in the world are they going to go in Egypt, and how will they survive? But Mary just simply said, "Yes, Lord." And then she focused on being as charitable as she could in that circumstance. And when Mary stood under the cross of her son Jesus, she experienced unimaginable suffering. Because of all people, she is the only one outside of Jesus who has ever loved perfectly for her entire life. And the greater and deeper love is, the greater our pain and suffering can be as well. And yet, even here under the cross, Mary just said, "Yes, Lord, I choose to trust you even now in this awful circumstance." And then she focused on doing what was the most charitable thing to do. She just simply stood there to be a comfort to her son, and then she took St. John under her wings. And then after Jesus rose from the dead, we're told that he appeared to his apostles many times to instruct them. And I'm also sure he appeared to Mary to comfort and console his mother as well. And when the day came for Jesus to leave and ascend into heaven, I can bet you that Mary wanted to go with him. She didn't want to stay anymore in this world. But that was not God's plan for her. His plan was that she would remain still many more years to be a mother and to support and guide the apostles in the early church. So once again, Mary just said, yes, Lord, I'll trust you in this. And then she focused on charity in that circumstance and in each present moment. So I think if we want to open ourselves and access and receive all the graces God has prepared for us in this coming year, we could do no better than to live this coming year, each moment, as close as we can to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Whether we're at work or at school, whether we're relaxing at home or taking care of the kids, out shopping, or visiting family and friends, if each before each new activity, we just pause and we, in our hearts, say a quick five-second prayer and say, you know, Mother Mary, let us do this together, or let us go through this event together. I want to do it with your trust in God and with the love and charity you had in your heart. Please help me. And if we do that before each activity, each major sort of change in our day, and to do that especially in the moments that we find difficult or painful or unpleasant or contrary to what we plan or what we desire, that will really endear us to the heart of God. And so I just want to end with a quote from Jesus to a mystic that really points this out. Apparently he said this to the mystic. Jesus said, "Do you not see how much I have been calling you to trust in me? Trust is the key that opens all the treasures of my merciful and infinitely loving heart. I am touched by a single act of trust in my merciful love more than by a multitude of good works. The soul that trusts me allows me to work freely in her life. The soul that trusts me, by the very fact, removes obstacles of pride and self-determination that impedes my freedom of action. There is nothing I will not do for the soul who abandons herself to me in a simple act of trust." And so, time is a gift from God to us. It's a talent he's given to us, and he expects us to use it well. But this time we have been given is limited. It's precious, and once it's over, that's it for all eternity. So let us resolve this year to use the time that we have been given really well, so that one day when we appear before God and our time is over, we will be able to come before him with our hands full of good deeds done out of love for him. And the best way to do this, the saints tell us, is to turn to Mary in prayer each day, asking her to help us accept the present moment with her trust and to go through it with her love and with her charity.